spiritual life. There is only one rule, and that rule is to have faith. He who walks along the road of faith will see for himself the truth supreme here on earth. The haunting words of the poet Emily Dickinson stir our hearts to their very depths. Better a day of faith than 1,000 years of doubt. Better one mortal hour with thee than an endless life without. To have faith is to have a singular piece of good fortune. Like exemplary devotion, faith, too, needs a personal God. And it has one. Sri Krishna smilingly tells us, "The deluded slight me, my human incarnations, knowing not that I am the Supreme Lord of all beings." Arjuna may not understand Krishna, but his implicit faith in Krishna speaks for itself. O Krishna, Lord of the Lords, supreme art thou, this I believe. Neither the gods nor the demons comprehend thy mysterious manifestations. Source of all beings art thou. Thou art known by thee alone. Krishna tells Arjuna, O Arjuna, salvation is not for him who has no faith. For the doubting man, the path of the spirit is denied. Also denied is the secret of life's illumination. Faith is not blind belief. Faith is not a blind, unquestioning surrender to the sacred books. Faith is not a mere emotional feeling to stick to one's belief. Faith is a soul-stirring experience, a living inner breath to discover, realize, and live in the truth. Faith is the exercise taken by the seeker of his own free will to force himself to stay in the all-seeing and all-loving will of God. Faith is the roaring lion which inspires the aspirant to grow into the all-illumining and all-fulfilling supreme. The determination of the seeker's aspiring heart is his mystic faith, the conviction of the seeker's revealing soul is his triumphant faith. Cheerfully and unreservedly, he heaps more and more fuel of sterling faith at the altar of God. Needless to say, the flowering of his soul runs apace. What else is faith? In the words of Charles Hanson Towne, "I need not shout my faith, thrice eloquent are quiet trees and green listening sod. Hushed are the stars whose power is never spent. Mute are the hills. Yet how they speak of God.